Ibby perched on a TV sofa, discussing her charity work. Always glossy and smiley and skinny, with her filthy rich husband never too far from her side, Kate King really was the woman who had it all. But why the woman who had it all was now crying on a bridge in public in the lashing rain was quite another thing. It was a bit like stumbling across the Queen bawling her eyes out over the Thames. One of those things that you just couldn't imagine happening. Tess hesitated. She was dead late for the movie now, and Bernard would probably be furious with her. But it felt wrong to just walk by when there was someone beside her clearly distressed and needing help. Kate King really did seem to be in a right state. Supposing she was on the verge of doing something stupid, like throwing herself over the bridge. Then Tess would have to read all about it in the next day's papers, knowing that she might have been able to do something, but instead chose to keep on walking, just so she could be on time for some obscure Mexican art house movie that Bernard insisted on seeing. "Excuse me," she said gingerly, approaching the lady. "I'm so sorry to bother you, but are you okay?" Kate King turned sharply to look at her, and Tess was shocked to see two puffy red eyes with mascara running all the way down that famously beautiful sculpted face.